Kaylin Tan is a theatre maker from Singapore with a large body of performance, audio and site-specific theatre work. She has been the recipient of numerous fellowships for her work as a writer, director and performer. Alongside Paul Ray, she was co-director of the theatre company Spell 7, a performance collective with a distinctive and inventive focus on the ways history, culture and politics intersect in everyday life through intimate theatrical productions and environmental soundworks. Here, in an interview recorded over Zoom during the COVID-19 pandemic, Kaylin shares her understanding of how a city, particularly its urban landscape and design, affect the production and reception of theatre and other live performances.
The city can play a very important role in the storytelling and what happens to the characters. And many times the city is also a character in the story. How do we consider the portrayal of a city on stage? I would, as a starting point, find out as much as I can about that city. For example, what period is it set in, and where that city is. I think that in relation to the rest of the world. Depending on what, if it's already written or if we're devising something, there would be a lot of historical research. Just thinking quite broadly about the things that might have shaped the city, historical events, for example, what was happening around that time, because all these things affect the design of the space. And I would encourage designers to come up with visual references, so to look quite broadly across different medium and see how this city has been represented, and if possible to visit that city and to really get a sense of that place. And in terms of design, to think about the urban landscape, the architecture, what it feels like to be walking in the city if you know, there are sort of street scenes. Even if there aren't street scenes, you know, just if they're able to walk in that city and just get a sense of how it feels, you know, I think that would really help with how a designer might approach a design for the stage. Yeah, so as a writer, it's so much of it is about, for me, it's about finding that sort of personal connection to a place and their stories. I think that's how a lot of the work that I do begins. Yeah, so right now I'm working on a site-specific walk, and it's a kind of immersive art experience as well. It's set in a neighborhood in Singapore called Jalan Besar, and where it's an audio-led experience where people pick up a headset and they go for a walk and they enter different spaces along the way to experience art installations in those spaces that reveal aspects of the characters' stories. So it takes place at night. It's an old neighborhood. So people are led down alleyways and, you know, they explore places that they might not usually go to. But being in Melbourne right now, it's been just an insane experience trying to do it over Google Maps. I know the neighborhood, but to actually create a site-specific performance and, well, site-specific show, and to not be there to work it all out is just crazy. And I'm relying on my collaborators to send me photographs, to send me sound. I've done so much research about it, but I think nothing beats being there physically. I think what makes great design when it comes to representing the city on stage is when you are transported to the place. And what differentiates a good from a great is I think if you can really get a sense of that city, And I think whether it is historically accurate or not, I don't think that is, you know, that's what counts. But I think it's about that essence, finding the essence of that city, of that place, and sort of, you know, adding a level of interpretation to it, inviting them into that world and taking them somewhere. You know, there's an approach to life in Melbourne. There's a kind of energy to the city that I think is evident in the artwork, in some of the more experimental performances around it. Yes, I am very excited about the possibilities of digital theatre and how people can use that to experience the city or places in the city. I think, you know, I think the pandemic has actually seen a lot of different ways people are engaging with the city through site-specific work, for example. Like, I've seen dance in the car park, for example, you know, for social distancing. There's a lot of audio work, you know, audio walks that encourage people to go out and experience places. There's a lot of augmented reality stuff going on as well. So people are finding different ways to tell stories about the city, in the city, that is not necessarily in a theatre. And I think this kind of physical engagement with the city through technology is an exciting one. It opens up all kinds of possibilities. It encourages people to think quite differently about their environment and to engage with the environments on a very visceral level.
Thank you for listening to this podcast interview produced by MTC Education as part of Melbourne Knowledge Week. MTC Education provides audiences with insights into the theatre-making processes used at MTC to produce its world-class theatre productions. This interview complements MTC's latest production, Berlin, by Joanna Murray-Smith, playing at Southbank Theatre, The Sumner, until the 22nd of May 2021. For more information, head to mtc.com.au.